Welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. You have made it. We are on the last video, number 16. And today we'll be talking about how do we celebrate the wins and be fully present, but also prepare for your next growth spurt, which is certainly on its way. So here we are, the takeaway for today, celebrating your wins and who you are with gratitude and gusto is essential for your well-being, for your happiness, and for your continued growth. So let's talk about what is it, what is celebrating? So first of all, I want to congratulate you. You have made it through this series. You've given yourself totally. You've invested, you've committed. You've offered your energy and your time and your enthusiasm. And I would just love to applaud that. And I want you to take a moment to give yourself a hug around the neck that you've done this. It's been work. It's been internal work, external work. And I'm hoping that you feel that it was fully worth it and that you've made tremendous strides. So how do we celebrate? And this should be a step, actually, that we take all along the way, not just at the end of a long program or an arduous journey, but all along the way. So what do I mean by celebrating? Well, this is my version, my take on how we celebrate who we are and what we've achieved. The first piece is we have to acknowledge. We have to stop and disengage and quiet that chatter of what I don't have, what I'm not doing, how I'm not good enough. Stop it, disengage, and acknowledge who you are, the amazingness of you, because each of you and each of us are amazing and special and valuable and important. But we're working so hard, we're moving so fast, we're striving so much that we don't stop and simply acknowledge the wonder of who you are. And I'd like to ask you to do that. We'll talk about some tips for how to do that in a minute. The second piece is gratitude. You know, it's been said, if you read spiritual development or personal development books, they always talk about gratitude. And it's not a platitude. Gratitude is not a platitude. It's an important practice in your life to be grateful for what you have, to be grateful of your many, many blessings, to be grateful for what you've achieved, what you've done, what you stand for. So I'm asking you to bring gratitude into your life on a daily basis, every chance you can get. What are you grateful for? And the very first thing on your list should be for you, for your soul, for your spirit, for your mind, for your talents, all of that. The third piece is acceptance. So often we break ourselves against what is. Oh, if I'd only done that. Oh, if I'd only had that. Or he has that and I don't. We just break ourselves, and I'm asking for a shift in that. I'm asking for acceptance, for looking at what is and accepting it with love, with patience, right? Accepting. The fourth piece is humility. You know, I used to not be a fan of humility. I used to think, who needs that? Who needs to be humble? Women are too humble. Now I see it in a different way. Humility to me is understanding, first of all, that we're all flawed, we're not perfect, we're not robots. Understanding where it's not going to be perfect and that it isn't going to be perfect, and that we always have something to learn, and we always have something to learn from what's in our life and who's in our life and the messages that are coming. Just being humble and understanding that humility is a key to peace, to growth, to success. The fifth is love. I'm asking you to love yourself in the biggest way you can. Flaws and all, warts and all, foibles and all, just love yourself. Remember when I mentioned in a previous video that my therapist had said, I want you to look in the mirror and say, I thoroughly love and accept myself, and I coughed up a hairball? Well, because I didn't. Well, I have to say, it's not perfect every day, but I'm much farther on the path of loving and accepting myself, and I would love to know that you are on the path of that as well. Loving it, embracing it, all of it. So that's what celebration is to me. So let me give you just a few tips for how we can embrace that, how we can celebrate ourselves. So every day I want you to acknowledge the wins you have. And I don't mean wins in the outer sense. I mean the hard thing that you tackled, the thing that you were afraid of, the thing that you were resisting. You know, what was the win? What did you achieve that day that makes you feel proud, proud of who you are? Another tip is celebrate the big things, but also celebrate the small things. Celebrate, I remember a friend of mine was saying, do something challenging, courageous every day. And I said, wow, every day? And she said, yeah, like eat some stinky cheese. It can be small, right? Celebrate it all. I went on the walk today, right? And I took 30 minutes and enjoyed nature. Celebrate it, right? Bring it in. A third tip is journal about your journey. Take the time to stop 5 minutes in the morning and just write whatever comes to your mind. You can use it as a blog. You can use it, you know, in a notebook that you've chosen that's aesthetically pleasing to you. But take the time to connect with yourself, right? To understand, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What's hard? What's easy? Just journal about the whole journey so that you can be fully present and not always be striving for what's in the future, what's in my 5-year plan. And the fourth tip is reward yourself. And that doesn't, you know, if you want to go to the spa, great. It doesn't always have to be something outside yourself, something that costs money. But if you love that, little shopping, little getting your nails done, great. But reward yourself. Reward yourself all along the way to honor what you're doing in this life and what you represent. I want you to be aware that as you've created more success, as you've overcome some of these deep challenges that may have kept you back, as you've spread your wings and bumped against other things and navigated through that successfully, there are three common steps or phases that you will go through or you're maybe going through now. The first is transition. You're moving away from what you were. And you might have, remember in a previous video we talked about the grievels, you might be feeling a little sad because there's loss. Even if you're happy to move away from where you were, there's still a sense of loss. It could be a loss of who you were, a loss of what you loved, a loss of that vision, a loss of people who couldn't support you in this next phase. So this is a transition perhaps, and you're moving away from what you had, but you're not quite there yet. Understand that that can be a time of being disconcerted because you don't know where you're going yet. It's okay, it's all normal, it's part of the development. Journal about it, understand it, gain awareness about it so you can gain greater choice around what to do. Another stage you might be in is the assimilation stage. You've left what you were before, you've moved into a new level, but you're still kind of trying it on. You're trying it on that skin of who you are, and you're assimilating and you're figuring it out and you're processing it, right? It's all normal, all natural. A third stage you might be in is relaunching. You let go of what wasn't working. You've created and assimilated into a new phase, and actually you're ready for more. And all of this can happen. Sometimes these stages take years, sometimes they take weeks. It's all normal and natural. But if you're in that phase of, I'm ready for more, I'm ready, awesome. So at any stage you are, I hope that you will stay connected with me, stay connected with this program, review these videos because they pertain to any stage you're in. And I hope that at the end of this, you have glimpsed at the amazing career success that is inside of you and that you feel fully capable of grasping it and living it. Thank you so much. Don't forget to click the link, the congratulations link below. And thank you. Many happy breakthroughs and amazing career success to you. Thank you.